AAMS Auto Audio Mastering System. Welcome to AAMS, the introduction towards automatic audio mastering. This starter video will show how easy it is to auto audio master your own music, with just a few button clicks. The main screen of AAMS just shows a few buttons. The main screen is therefore cleared from clutter and gives the user a start screen to work from. The first button is for new users the most important one. It is called Auto Master Audio File. Click on the button, and a directory window will appear asking for your audio file to master. The AAMS working directory is displayed and we can select the audio file to import or master. This is a source file and for convenience we have called it My Audio File. Select the audio file and click on Open. A new window appears asking to select the reference file out of the AAMS reference database. We now select the Master RMS file. This is an overall reference file for standard mastering. The user has now completed the input that is needed for AAMS to start mastering the original source file. Now AAMS is analyzing the source file for later on calculating the differences between the source file and the reference file chosen out of the database. From this point, the user only has to wait until AAMS is finished mastering the original audio file. When AAMS has finished the analyzing procedure, then AAMS will start mastering with its own internal DSP processing. This processing can be seen in the status bar and the AAMS mastering sign on the left below will turn red. AAMS will start processing with the internal DSP equalizer, that has been automatically set up by AAMS analyzer suggestions. The DSP equalizer is spectrum-based and can have up to 100 EQ bands. The two other processors are DSP compressor and DSP loudness. The DSP compressor processor is a soft tube 8-band multi-band compressor that hunts and searches for the correct compressor levels per multi-band. The DSP loudness processor is a soft wall soft tube and a brick wall limiter, as well as balancing and loudness is done from this processor. All processing is done inside the AAMS software and the user does not have to do other functions to the mastered outcome. AAMS has finished the mastering procedure and will save the audio mastered files to the same directory. As a standard, AAMS will save three files: WAVE 16-bit, WAVE 32-bit float, and a MP3 file. You can now listen to these files and listen to what you expect. You can use any media player to listen to the AAMS mastered audio files from this directory. Just double-click, for instance, on the MP3 file. AAMS Auto Audio Mastering System. www.curiosa.com. Now you can listen to what you expect.